go to Boise to Jane. You have a question for Senator Crapo, Jane?
Oh, yes. I read in the news that it would be likely that you would need consultants to decide which entities to bail out, which firms to save by buying up their illiquid assets, and that for these consultants, you would be likely to use people in the banking industry or on Wall Street, and it seems to me that that would be a conflict of interest, and I want to know if that's an accurate portrayal of what will happen or if you have something else in mind.
Well, it depends on whose plan you're talking about. If you're talking about the plan that has been proposed by the President and the Secretary of Treasury and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, that actually is not going to happen because they are not going to be bailing out specific companies. What they're going to be doing is buying classes of assets from many companies, and by that I mean hundreds of companies across the economic sector, not just on Wall Street. And they will not pick the companies. The way they are proposing to do this is to have what they call a reverse auction. And we're sort of trying to figure out what that means, but basically that's where the government would say, we will buy this class of assets, and then companies from all aspects of the economy who hold those assets can bid into the offering and say, we will sell you, you know, our distressed asset for this price. And another company would say, we'll sell you our distressed asset for this price. Mm-hmm. And there becomes a negotiation among the sellers as to what the price for these assets will be that the government will buy, and the lowest price is the one the government will take. The bottom line there, though, is if you approach it the way that Hank Paulson is talking about, they won't be picking specific companies and bailing them out. He says he wants to get away from that model and instead buy asset classes. Others, like myself, are talking about a more focused approach, focusing on those entities in the economy who need the liquidity in order to stay alive and who we cannot let fail. And later on, by the way, we're going to need to develop some regulatory approaches to the issue of too large to fail. But that's going to have to come after this situation, in my opinion. So if we do have a plan adopted where there are specific companies selected, then you are right. Then the issue of conflict of interest among the people who will make the decision as to which companies get assisted clearly raises the question of conflict of interest. And I believe because of that, one of the earlier callers had talked about a board being set up to do this, like the Resolution Trust Corporation that was set up for the savings and trust loan situation. I then believe that we do need a board or some kind of a very highly oversight, you know, something with a lot of regulatory oversight put into place so that there is no question about the fact that we will not have conflicts of interest being played out in the selection of what companies are assisted.